Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, the leaders of a suburban school district say they've launched an investigation into the actions of a former top administrator following word that he and his wife have been charged with cheating his mother out of tens of thousands of dollars. The announcement from Elmhurst District 205 is bringing new attention to the allegations. The story is new at 3. WBBM's Mike Krauser has details.
56-year-old Todd Schmidt and his wife Rita are accused of stealing about $170,000 from his mother, Josephine. Charges include aggravated identity theft and financial exploitation of an elderly person. She's in her 80s. There were also alleged to be forged student loans. A police report obtained by Padge says Schmidt took over his mother's finances in 2018 after the death of his father. The report says he told her she gambled all her money away. Family members alerted police about their suspicions. Police started investigating last year. Schmidt's mother told a detective she trusted her son. She said she wanted both her son and wife to be charged, but she doesn't want him to go to prison. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Drivers who use the Kennedy Expressway for their commute have waited for months to get back into the reversible lanes, and IDOT today announced, though, they'll be waiting a while longer. The agency confirmed in about 2.5 months behind the original timetable for reopening the reversibles. IDOT's John Schumacher explains why.
The biggest thing was just getting all of the various components talking to each other. The actual physical installation of the gates and everything like that was pretty seamless. But getting everything communicating and with the new software program, just making sure everything is operating correctly. That's where we kind of ran into some problems.
They're now set to be reopened the week of January 13th. Well, after more than a year of fighting, Chicago's mayor approved the permit for a metal scrapper to operate in Pilsen yesterday.
The city of Chicago's health department under Mayor Brandon Johnson approved the permit for Sims Metal Management to continue operating its metal shredder facility located in Pilsen on South Paulina Street. Critics and environmental activists have been fighting for City Hall to delay the permit, citing the company's record on pollution. In 2021, the company reached a settlement with Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul on violations. The company since then says they've updated their pollution controls. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, if you're waiting for delivery of a package from Amazon, like many of us, it may be delayed. That's because hundreds of workers at an Amazon delivery station in Skokie have voted to authorize a strike in an effort to reach their first union contract. A majority of the workers signed authorization cards with Teamsters Local 705 over the summer, joining others in California, New York, and Georgia. One union member spoke on a video posted on Teamster Local 705 social media.
Let's get ready to show them what worker power looks like. Let's get ready to show them what it feels like when we combine our forces across the country. Let them feel that power.
The workers are seeking higher wages, benefits, and improved workplace safety. They gave Amazon a December 15th deadline to negotiate, but the company has so far not come up to the negotiating table. Meantime, state health regulators voted unanimously to approve Ascension's plan to sell 9 of its hospitals for more than $370 million to Prime Healthcare. It's a California-based health system. The Tribune reports the hospitals to be sold include St. Mary and St. Elizabeth in Chicago and 7 in Des Plaines, Aurora, Evanston, Joliet, Elgin, and Kankakee. The deal is expected to close early next year, but still needs approval from the Archdiocese of Chicago. Well, the city of Chicago is launching a new health effort to try to help close the racial life expectancy gap.
While many of the racial groups have experienced a recovery from the pandemic, the Black community continues to lag behind.
Dr. Simbo Ige is commissioner of Chicago's Department of Public Health. She says based on data from 2022, the life expectancy of Black Chicagoans is 69.8 years, which is 11.4 years less than their non-Black counterparts. Ige says other factors driving the gap include chronic disease, homicide, and opioid overdoses. To address all those issues, CDPH is launching its Healthy Chicago 2025 strategic plan to help people get the health care they need and more, focusing on the neighborhoods hardest hit, including West Garfield Park, which has the lowest life expectancy at 62 years.
Addressing life expectancy in the communities that are most impacted will generate lessons that can be used in many other communities.
Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, grocery shopping is about to get more expensive for some Chicagoans who don't bring their own bags to stores. And the people who own those stores say, blame Chicago aldermen and the mayor and not them. This story is also new at 3. WBBM's Terry Keschner is here at the Anchor Desk with this story. Terry.
Yeah, Lisa, whether it's paper or plastic, Rob Carr, president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, says Chicagoans will be paying more.
The city in their budget chose to increase the tax from 7 cents to 10 cents. The consumers will be paying more at checkout for use of bags.
And retailers will now only be able to keep 1 cent from each of those 10 cent bags versus the current 2 cents.
And so that's shifting even more cost onto retailers. I think the other side of the coin is that this is probably going to incentivize retailers to continue to move away from bags, which further inconveniences consumers, and it means that the city is relying on a unreliable revenue for their budget.
And Carr says the increased bag tax will basically just make it tougher for businesses to operate in the city of Chicago. Live at the Anchor Desk, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Johnson appointed 10 new members to fill out the Chicago board today, the school board today, with an 11th still being vetted. They joined 10 others who were chosen by voters in the city's first ever school board elections in November. Four of the appointees, who are most recently community organizers and activists, were endorsed by the Chicago Teachers Union. This will bring the total number of board members to 21. And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670's Mike Esposito.
Lisa, good afternoon. Three of the four teams in the NFC North will be in the playoffs, and unfortunately, the fourth team is the Bears. After losing eight in a row, they definitely will not be in the postseason. Last night, another loss, 30-12 to the Vikings. And next up for them on Sunday at Soldier Field, the 12-2 Detroit Lions. The Lions have a ton of injury issues, but still will be the heavy favorite in the game. Baseball, some positive news as the Cubs introduced slugger Kyle Tucker today at Wrigley. Tucker's left-handed power bat is one of the most dangerous in the game, and the Cubs got him in a four-player trade last week. The downside is that Tucker has only 1 year left on his deal. Cubs president Jed Hoyer asked today about possible extension talks.
Of course, you want players like Kyle Tucker for a long time. There's no question. I mean, again, he's at such an elite level in our game. I mean, are you ever going to know if we're having extension talks? Like, no. So I wouldn't comment on it, but like, of course, like, you know, when you acquire a player like that, you want to have that player for a long time, and there will be contact with his agents that we'll have discussions. We'll keep those internal.
Basketball now. The Bulls off tonight. They are next in action Thursday against Boston. NBA Cup final tonight. The Bucks taking on the Thunder. And the NBA is changing its All-Star game now to be an All-Star tournament. This season's format, a four-team, three-game, one-night tournament. Three teams with eight All-Stars apiece. The four-team will be the winner of the Rising Stars Challenge for first and second-year players, and the winning team in all games will be the first to score 40 points. That'll be interesting to see how that plays out. College buckets tonight, DePaul taking on St. John's. You can listen to that one over on the Score. Hockey tonight, Blackhawks at the UC hosting Washington. With sports at 16-46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9 WBB.
CBS News special report. The man accused of killing United Healthcare's CEO, Luigi Mangione, has been charged with murder as an act of terrorism.
The maximum penalty possible for murder in the first degree and murder in the second degree as an act of terrorism is life without parole. The maximum penalty for murder in the second degree is 25 years to life.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg with more on the December 4th killing of Brian Thompson outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel.
We allege he then took out a 9mm 3D printed ghost gun, equipped with a 3D printed suppressor and shot him once in the back and once in the leg.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
New York is charging first degree murder because they say that this murder was an act of terrorism. That in fact Mangione was trying to intimidate or coerce the policies of people in government and civilian population.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.
It is 3:21. Ahead of President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is offering important guidance to international students.
U of I says its international students do not need to make any changes to their travel arrangements as they plan their trips back to campus next semester. This comes after a handful of U.S. universities have urged international students traveling home for winter break to be back in the country before President-elect Trump takes office. U of I's Office of International Student and Scholar Services says it will not address unverified news reports or social media speculation, but advises students to review travel guidance and have all the necessary documents for their specific visa type. According to U of I, the university welcomes the nation's second largest international population among public universities. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some Chicagoans say they're being treated unfairly when they try to rent an apartment. A lawsuit alleges Mac Properties systematically discriminates against government-funded voucher holders looking to rent in Mac's newer high-rise apartments in the South Side.
In the nearly 2 weeks since Mr.
Hyde Park neighborhood, Michael Chavarria is with the Hope for Fair Housing Center.
We should all be disturbed to know that an out-of-state corporation, which profits off of the beauty and marketability of this city, has systematically and methodically discriminated against Chicagoans simply because of how they pay their rent, not if they pay their rent, but how they pay it.
A Mac Property spokeswoman released a statement to WBBM, which says in part that the allegations are baseless and they'll launch a vigorous defense in court.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.